A significant portion of budget funding is going towards fixing the ailing aged care sector. Rebecca Sharkey, the member for Mayo, is very happy with that, but she wants to make sure that money's actually being spent properly, that there's oversight when it comes to reform. Isn't that right, Rebecca Sharkey?
Look, certainly. I mean, we're talking about $17.7 billion of funding that was in the budget for aged care. I think that there needs to be a committee, really a working group with some people from the Senate, some people from the House of Reps that are using the rest of this time of this parliament and potentially the next parliament to make sure that that money and that how we change aged care is done effectively, because I don't want to see that we spend all of this extra money and that life doesn't change for people who have a home care package or who are in the aged care residential setting. I don't want my emails from daughters and sons to say, look, you know, mum hasn't eaten for 3 days because the food is so horrible, or mum's not getting the kind of care that she should be getting in aged care. I want us to have the best aged care system in the world. I think we can do this. We are certainly investing significant sums of money, but I think we need to have that oversight, and that's missing at the moment.
Right, so we'll do that with the establishment of a joint select committee. Can you tell us about that concept?
So really, if you think about it, it's a bit like a working party that you are continually monitoring what's happening and that you're looking at particular issues within that bigger aged care space, because it's a really big policy area. At the moment, it all sits under the Department of Health. The Royal Commission, Pagoni, one of the Royal Commissioners, said that it should have its own commissioner and its own, so, you know, to be separated from the Department of Health. The government hasn't done that. And so that's why I think having members in Parliament who are constantly checking in and basically doing a report card on how we are travelling, I think is really important. Now, the government so far doesn't think, you know, it's a good idea. The motion didn't get up. It was supported by Labor, it was supported by the crossbenchers. But we have, I guess you could say, two bites of this cherry. Senator Sterling Griff, I believe, will table the motion in the Senate where the numbers are a little different, and let's see if we can get that happening there. For me, I just want to see all members of Parliament from both chambers working together on this really important issue.
Yeah. Member for Mayo Rebecca Sharkey is with me. You mentioned there food. Food has been a big concern for a number of residents in aged care facilities for a number of years. And Maggie Beer has been a massive proponent of change in that area as a celebrity chef, but also someone who's just thinks that people deserve better. Now, she's going to be a guest speaker at an upcoming Positive Ageing Expo in the Hills and on the South Coast. Can you tell us about this?
Certainly. Well, Maggie Beer, I'm absolutely delighted that Maggie Beer has agreed to attend and present at our South Coast Positive Ageing Expo. Now, that's on Friday, the 15th of July. We're just finalising the location details. It'll be in the morning. We'll be sharing the news with everyone. It's completely free, and it's going to be a whole morning of hearing from Ian Yates and many people know Ian Henschke from National Seniors. So that's on the South Coast. And then the day before, on Thursday in the Adelaide Hills, we'll be having a Positive Ageing Expo as well. That's actually, we booked Cornerstone College for that because it's a really big site. And basically everyone will have, they'll be able to hear from some great speakers, they'll be able to attend lots of different tables and gather more information. And Ian Henschke will be speaking at Adelaide Hills. Maggie Beer will be speaking just on the South Coast. Ian Henschke will be speaking at both. But last night, Aisha Buttrose has confirmed to speak at the Adelaide Hills Expo. So I'm just beyond thrilled that these two amazing women, as well as Ian Henschke and Ian Yates, have agreed to speak at our expos.
So it's all about just different ways that people can age well and enjoy their life as they mature?
Absolutely. Mm. And there'll be information about dementia, about aged care rights, which is really, really important. And just let's talk about the experiences and basically, you know, how to make sure that when you retire, you know, right through those, you know, hopefully decades of life beyond retirement, life is the best that it can absolutely be. And I think that we'll hear some really, you know, have some really inspirational conversations, but also I think we'll have some conversations that will hopefully stay in people's minds for a long time. Maggie Beer, as we know, has done a huge amount of work with respect to nutrition in aged care homes, but I'm also keen to ask her about things that people can do if they're living alone, and perhaps particularly also men who maybe have not been the main cook in the home, about how to eat nutritiously for one. So there's lots of really exciting things that we can do. We'll have University of the Third Age there. As I said, we'll have COTA. We'll have all of the different supports that are available, and some exciting things. Southern Volunteering are keen to attend South Coast Expo, so it should be a really great day, and I think people will leave hopefully with smiles on their face and lots of great conversations to be had.
Great. 15th and 16th of July. Do people book through your office?
They certainly can. If people would like to put their name down, they're welcome to give the office a call on 8398 5566, and we will have a button on our website where people can click and add, or they can just call our office and book in. We will be practicing all, you know, COVID safe requirements, and we will need people to RSVP, but we'll be getting more and more information out. So look out in the papers. Listen out to 5MU, and we'll be really keen to share all the information with everybody.
I really appreciate your time today. Rebecca Sharkey, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Good to chat.